जय गोपी जना वल्लभा गिरिवराधारी जय गोपी जना वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोदरक्षर श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन विविध संस्थापक आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोदरक्षर श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नितानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरि गोवर्धन की ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की अयोध्या नगरी की गंगा माई जमुना माई की भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की कलिगु पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की, हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की, श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की, श्री राम नवमी महामहोत्सव की, ताय गौर प्रेमनंदे। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिन् इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्या नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकाम् भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकम्। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामो 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामो 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामो 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 हरे हरे On the auspicious occasion of Sri Ram Navami, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 11, chapter entitled Lord Ramachandra Rules the World, text number 20. Na idam yashaha रघुपतेः सुरयाचनया आत्तलीलातनोः अधिकसाम्य विमुक्तधाम्ना रक्षः वध जलाधिबन्धनम् अस्त्रपूगै किं तस्य शत्रुहनने कपयः सहायाः नेदं यशो रघुपते सुरयाचनयात्ता लीलातनोरधिकसाम्य विमुक्तधाम्ना रक्षो वधो जलधिबन्धनमस्त्रपूगैः किं तस्य शत्रुहनने कपयः सहाया नेदं यशो रघुपते सुरयाचनयात् लीलातनोरधिकसाम्य विमुक्तधाम्ना रक्षो वधो जलधिबन्धनमस्त्रपूगै किं तस्य शत्रुहनने कपयः सहायाः नेदं यशो रघुपते सुरयाचनयात् लीलातनोरधिकसाम्य विमुक्तधाम्ना रक्षो वधो जलधिबन्धनमस्त्रपूगैः किं तस्य शत्रुहनने कपयः सहाया माता जी Idam, all these, yashaha, fame, raghupatehe, of Lord Ramachandra, surayachnaya, by the prayers of the demigods, atalila tanoho, whose spiritual body is always engaged in various pastimes. Adhika Samya Vimukta Dhamnaha. No one is greater than or equal to him. Rakshavadha, killing the Rakshasa, Ravana, Jaladhi Bandhanam, bridging the ocean, Astra Pugaihi, with bows and arrows. Kim, whether, Tasya, his, Shatruhanane, in killing the enemies, Kapayaha, the monkeys, Sahayaha, assistants. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Lord Ramachandra's reputation for having killed Ravana with showers of arrows at the request of the demigods and for having built a bridge over the ocean does not constitute the factual glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramachandra, whose spiritual body is always engaged in various pastimes. Lord Ramachandra has no equal or superior, and therefore he had no need to take help from the monkeys to gain victory over Ravana. Purport. As stated in the Vedas, Shvetasvatara Upanishad, Natasya Karyam Karanam Cha Vidyate Natat samash cha abhyadikas cha drishyate parasya shaktir vividhaiva shruyate svabhaviki jnana bal kriyacha. The Supreme Lord has nothing to do, and no one is found to be equal to or greater than Him, for everything is done naturally and systematically by His multifarious energies. The Lord has nothing to do. Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. Whatever He does is His pastime. The Lord has no duty to perform, to oblige anyone. Nonetheless, he appears to act to protect his devotees or kill his enemies. Of course, no one can be the Lord's enemy, since who could be more powerful than the Lord? There is actually no question of anyone's being his enemy. But when the Lord wants to take pleasure in pastimes, he comes down to this material world. He comes down to this material world and acts like a human being, thus showing his wonderful, glorious activities to please the devotees. His devotees always want to see the Lord victorious in varied activities, and therefore, to please himself and them, the Lord sometimes agrees to act as a human being and perform wonderful, uncommon pastimes for the satisfaction of the devotees. Shri Ramchandra Bhagwan ki. On the auspicious occasion of Shri Ram Navami, I welcome all the devotees for this morning's Ram Katha. Today, I'll be speaking on a dialogue which happened between Shripad Ramanujacharya with one of his spiritual teachers, Shri Shaila Purna, at Tirupati Balaji. And there, Shri Shaila Purna explained to him the gist and the essence of the complete Ramayana. From some of those lessons, we will discuss the five essential lessons which Shri Shaila Purna taught to Shripad Ramanujacharya. And this is a very important dialogue, because who is Ramanujacharya? Ramanujacharya is an expansion of Lakshman. And Lakshman witnessed each and every aspect of Lord Ram's pastime, because Lakshman was not away from Lord Ram even for one moment. So that personality, Lakshman, who witnessed continuously the pastimes of Lord Ram, is now sitting at the lotus feet of Sri Shaila Purna and wants to hear about the essence of Ramayana from Shaila Purna, rather than asking him, "Were you there?" So therefore, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai, they are having this beautiful pastime at banks of Godavari in Kovur, Ramananda Rai also performs this pastime of being an eager, aspiring hearer of Harikatha. Prabhu kahe aage kaha, shunite paaye sukhe, apurvamrita nadi vahe tumara mukhe. Mahaprabhu requests Ramananda Rai to speak Harikatha, and at a certain point when Ramananda Rai pauses, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begs him. There is an unprecedented flow of nectar which is flowing from your lips. I request you to please distribute that nectar more. I am eager to receive it. And at that point, Ramananda Rai responds by saying, Hrudaya prerenakara jihvai kaho vani, ki kahiye bhalamand ki chhui na jani. You are the Supreme Lord. You are the controller. You are inspiring these topics from within my heart. My tongue is simply vibrating. I do not know whether what I am speaking is right or wrong. And at that point, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells him, Prabhu kahe mayavadi amito sanyasi, bhakti tattva nahi jani mayavadi bhasi. Mahaprabhu says that I am actually mayavadi sannyasi, and I do not know what is bhakti tattva. And then he says, sarvabhauma sange mora man nirmala hoila, कृष्ण भक्ति तत्व कह तहारे पूछिला. एंड महाप्रभु गोज वन स्टेप अहेड एंड सेज माई हार्ट बिकेम प्यूरिफाइड इन द एसोसिएशन ऑफ सर्वभौम भट्टाचार्य. एंड देन आई आस्क्ड हिम व्हाट इज कृष्ण भक्ति तत्व. नाउ हु प्यूरिफाइड हुम? महाप्रभु इज सेइंग सर्वभौम भट्टाचार्य प्यूरिफाइड मी. And then he says, Teho kahe ami nahi jani Krishna kata sabe ranamananda jane teho nahi etha. I do not know any of this Krishna bhakti tattva. Only Ramananda I knows. But he is not here. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pleads with Ramananda Rai that tomar athani aila tomar mahima shuniya tumi mora stutikara sanyasi janiya. I have come all the way from Jagannath Puri. I have embarked on this mission of travel of South India, not just to visit the holy places and see the deities in all the holy places, but more specifically to meet the holy people, sit at their lotus feet, and hear about the Lord's glories, pastimes, and their qualities. Because Krishna is only understood through the devotees. And therefore Mahaprabhu says, Ekaki amar nahi pai bol hari nam sankirtane. So alone we cannot do anything. We need this satsanga. And so Mahaprabhu is saying, it is obvious that because I am a sannyasi, due to social etiquette, you have to respect me. But if you bring in social etiquette in this relationship, it will become difficult for me to become a student, because the teacher has to be in a higher position and the student has to be in a lower position. And how will the katha flow? Therefore, please stop glorifying me. Please stop acknowledging me as a sannyasi, because I have come here with an intense desire and need to hear Krishna katha from you. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu establishes this principle that the greatest need in human life is we connect with Krishna, and the most powerful means of connecting with Krishna is through sadhu sangha. And the most important connection in sadhu sangha is through the transcendental sound vibration. And so Maharaj Parikshit, who has seen Krishna in the womb of his mother, and he is called na Vishnurata iti loke bhavishyati na sandeho mahabhaga mahabhagavato mahan. One of the names of Maharaj Parikshit is Vishnurata, one who has protected by Lord Vishnu in the womb of his mother, one who has actually seen Krishna face to face in the womb of his mother. But Maharaj Parikshit also, at the moment where he is warned that he is going to die in 7 days and seven nights, folds his hands and with great submission sits at the feet of great sages and says, I need to hear Harikatha from all of you. So who has seen Krishna in the womb, in that whole assembly? Parikshit did not ask any of the sages, did you see Krishna in the womb? When did you come in contact with Krishna? Who is a senior devotee? One who comes to Krishna consciousness first. So that way, Maharaj Parikshit was highly qualified, but he is sitting and hearing Harikatha. And therefore, he is requesting Shukadeva Goswami, Naishati dusaha kshunamam tyaktodam api badate pibantam tvan mukham bhojam chutam harikathamritam. That although I am hungry, thirsty, sleepless for last several days, I have only one desire at your lotus feet. Please continue showering the nectar of Krishna Katha. And now as we are entering into the 10th canto, I am extremely eager to hear about Krishna's pastimes. And so following in the footsteps of all these great personalities and great acharyas, we should also imbibe this quality that hearing Krishna Katha in the association of devotees is all a matter of our eagerness. And different devotees will become the instruments to glorify Krishna, highlight certain aspects of qualities of Krishna, and we should focus on those qualities, on those interactions, on those pastimes of Krishna, because to the extent we hear about those qualities, to that extent we become attracted and enchanted to develop a strong, substantial, long-lasting, eternal relationship with Krishna. And so the Sambandha Gyan becomes very strong. And so Shripad Ramanujacharya is sitting at the feet of Sri Shaila Purna and hearing Ramayana from him. So the first out of the five aspects which Sri Shaila Purna teaches Ramanujacharya is, the first principle is Lord Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sounds very simple. And we may think, oh, Ramanujacharya does not have to hear this because he knows it for sure. But most of us hear about this, but it takes time for this knowledge to percolate. And Lord Ramachandra is the Supreme Personality of God and he is the cause of all causes. He is supposed to be the Supreme Controller. But he comes and performs pastimes like someone in human society who goes through happiness and distress in human life. And therefore Uddhava says, Kim Chitram Achyuta Ashesha Ashesha Bandho Daseshu Ananya Sharaneshu Yadatma Sakam Yo Rochet Sahamrgai Swayam Ishwaranam Shrimat Kirita Tatapidita Padapita. That the 33 crore demigods come and offer their helmets at your lotus feet, my dear Lord. But you, while performing pastimes as Lord Ramachandra, took the help of monkey soldiers. And you were sitting and hearing strategies from monkey soldiers. You were taking advice from monkey soldiers. How many of us would do that? So therefore he says, Shrimat Kirita Tatapidita Padapita. The greatest demigods are offering their helmets and you are simply reciprocating out of love. Therefore, when Lord Ramachandra, who is born in Ayodhya, he is ordered by his father on the intrigue and the conspiracy of Kaikeyi and Manthara to go to the forest. It appears to be a case of someone who is totally helpless. How is it that the Supreme Lord cannot stop this event? And so to understand this, we should appreciate that it is part of the larger plan and Leela of the Lord. So what is the difference between Leela and Karma? Apurnasya purtarte cheshtah iti karma. Karma, which the conditioned souls engage in, when we, with our senses and our desires for sense gratification, indulge in activities, then it is because we are unfulfilled in our desires. Apurnasya. Nija purtarthe cheshtah. When the unfulfilled living entity desires to fulfill his various aspirations, he has to put effort. That effort is called karma. Many years ago, I saw one billboard, and that billboard had the photo of, you know, the film, and on it was a film being released, and there were these cars being crashed. There was this hero or villain standing there with machine guns in their hand and blood all over their face, and in the background dead bodies were flying. It was a scene of total horrific violence. And the name of the film was Paramatma. And I was wondering what a contrast between the cover page of Ishopanishad. Lord Vishnu is a symbol of total peace, calm and harmony. And therefore, when the Lord decides to perform a pastime, it is not that someone has controlled him. He has desired to perform that activity simply so that all of us would benefit from it. The nature of life is we are neither attracted to routine nor remember the routine nor aspire to follow the routine. The tendency of every conditioned soul, he is attracted to something different. He remembers that which is extraordinary, sometimes scandalous, and aspires to follow something which is super excellent and out of the ordinary. So therefore the Lord has a very important service to make sure that in Kali Yuga we don't spend all the time on WhatsApp and Facebook. So he wants to make sure that we also open Ramayana and try to hear. So therefore, a pastime which he could have directly done straight, popped off Ravan's 10 heads in one moment. But then, how will we get employed? So for Katha to happen and for all of you to hear, there is drama which is brought in. So in order to create drama, the Lord performs all these pastimes. That is called Leela. And therefore, when we see the ups and downs as part of the Lord's Leela, that should not raise questions about the Lord's supremacy. Arey, how could Mantra and Kekeyi do this? How can he be the Supreme Lord? That's part of the Leela. And therefore, the origin of this is the demigods. First is Lakshmi Devi is serving Lord Narayan. And as she is doing the Pada Samvahan of Lord Narayan, she looks at Lord Narayan and says that, although I am so fortunate that I have had the opportunity to serve you diligently for so long, still I am a little dissatisfied. And Lord Narayan says, what is your problem? Says, no, I am still having some dissatisfaction in my service. Lord Narayan said, nobody gets so much service like you. Day and night, 24/7 you are serving. All the time you are serving me. What else you need? So Lakshmi Devi says that, yes, I am grateful to you that you are giving me this opportunity to serve. But one handicap in this service is you are lying on Anantashesh. And when I am serving you, his millions and millions of hoods and millions of eyes are constantly watching. So I am not getting an opportunity to serve you in solitude, in privacy. So Lord Vishnu, he says that in this situation, this is the maximum I can organize. Beyond this, if you want privacy in service and solitude in future, when we appear as Ram and you appear as Sita, that time we will organize some time away and go to various places in the forest. But of course, that time also Anantashesh will come. In another form, in another way. But still, he offers some privacy. So that was one of the reasons why the Lord had to orchestrate this. It was a promise he had given to Sita Devi. And so after his marriage, and when the plans for coronation were happening, you know, for 12 years after marriage, life was going on blissfully in Ayodhya. The bliss of the citizens of Ayodhya was expanding. Just by seeing the beautiful lotus face of Lord Ram, their hearts were being churned. And they were thinking, we could keep looking at Lord Ram and serving him eternally. And in this way, all the sages, saints, citizens, family members, they were experiencing expanding bliss in the service of Lord Ram in Ayodhya. Now at this point, Sita Devi reminded, and the Lord was thinking about this, that yes, there is so much of responsibilities here in Ayodhya, and further responsibility is coming, and so many people are eager to serve. Even in this pastime, the privacy is not there. And so it was time for Lord to orchestrate his pastime of going to the forest. Also, the demigods were getting worried, because the demigods were thinking, if Lord Ram is in total ecstasy in Ayodhya and everyone else is in bliss, who is going to go to Lanka? And who is going to ultimately kill Ravana? And so all the demigods were in great torment. And so they wanted some kind of intervention to happen. So therefore, they used Manthara as one of the agents. And literally Manthara means one who churns. So Manthara churned the minds and the heart of Kaikeyi, first by saying that if Ram becomes the king, Bharat will not become the king. And Kaikeyi was not affected. She said, no problem. After Ram completes his term, if there is opportunity, Bharat will become. Why? Kaikeyi was satisfied. Prasade sarvadukhanam hanirasyopajayate. The cause of all disturbance is lack of satisfaction. And when one is satisfied, one is not affected by hearing about this data or that data. And so, she said, no problem. So Manthara stepped it up further. And she said, well, after Ram, his son will become the king. So Kaikeyi heard this and said, okay, that is also no problem. And Manthara was getting bewildered. How to agitate this pure devotee? She has so much of pure feelings for Ram, she is not getting agitated. So you can imagine that no service is easy, including the service of creating trouble in Ayodhya. And Manthara failed in her two attempts. But she did not give up. She went one step ahead and told Kaikeyi, but if Ram becomes the king, you know who will become the Rajmata? Kaushalya will become. And then you will have to sit at her feet and serve her like a servant. What do you say? And then Kaikeyi demonstrated the Virat Roop. Manthara was successful in agitating. And therefore, it is described that this is a very important principle, that ninda or blasphemy, it actually is very powerful. Vishwanath Chakra Thakur, in his Madhurya Kadambani, he explains about two types of distresses. The distress of a pure Vaishnava and a distress of a struggling sadhaka. So when a pure devotee goes through distress, it is due to two reasons. First, he feels, I am incompetent to perform this service. I do not have sufficient competence to perform any seva to the Lord and please the Lord. And number two, he feels distressed thinking, I do not have sufficient compassion in my heart to remove and alleviate the suffering of all the conditioned souls. These are the two prominent distresses of a pure Vaishnava. And then he goes on to delineate the distresses of a sadhaka, or one who is practicing the process of devotional service, but not yet fully purified. And this is very relevant to many of us because we are still in that stage of struggling. So he says, the distress of a sadhaka is due to three reasons. First, due to agyan or ignorance, he experiences moroseness. Ignorance results in feeling of moroseness. Second, attachment results in dissatisfaction. And third, ahankar or false ego or false pride, it results in four things. First, it results in anger. Second, resentment. Third, loss of enthusiasm. And loss of enthusiasm because one thinks, oh, what is the point now? There is no way I can compete. There is no way I can do this service. There is no way, you know, this can be done or that can be done. And the fourth is dvesha, which is, I am superior and I am not getting sufficient respect. So anger, resentment, loss of enthusiasm and envy. And the envy which has the flavor of superiority and feeling that I am not getting sufficient respect. These are all the various symptoms of those who are still struggling with the influence of the modes of nature and trying to purify. So he says that this agyana, attachment and ahankar, asakti, agyana, asakti and ahankar can be purified only by one method. There is no other way of purifying the conditioned soul of agyana, asakti and ahankar. And what is that? He says that yat sevaya bhagavatas kutasthasya madhudvisha rati raso bhavet tivra padayor vyasanardana. In the association of devotees, when we start serving the genuine Vaishnavas, that Vaishnav seva in the satsanga is the only method by which the heart can be purified of the distresses caused due to agyan, asakti and ahankar. And therefore, such availability of Vaishnav seva in satsanga should not be considered to be ordinary or easily available. The next verse in the Bhagavatam says, durapa hi alpatapasa seva vaikuntha vartmasu yatropagyate nityam deva devo janardana. That such association is very rare. Such opportunity to serve the Vaishnavas must be considered to be extraordinarily rare. And if one gets such opportunity, that should be considered to be the greatest, most powerful fortune in the history of the journey of the conditioned soul through millions of lifetimes. Durapa, very, very rare. And hi alpatapasa seva, those who have performed meager credits, those who have meager credits, cannot aspire for such Vaishnava seva. But of course, Chakravarti Pad also clarifies that do not think that through credits one gets the right for seva, because that is mercy. Vaikuntha vartmasu, service of those who are on the path of Vaikuntha, yatropa gyate nityam deva devo janardana. Therefore, in such association of sincere devotees, satsanga, when we get the opportunity to serve devotees, that is the only way by which agyana, asakti and ahankar can be destroyed. Then we will be freed from the influence of distress. So we will not be completely free from distress. We will graduate from the distress of sadhaka to the distress of a more purified soul. Because distress continues. And therefore, an advancing devotee who is pure in heart feels distress due to his feeling not competent to serve and not having sufficient compassion for conditioned souls and their suffering. And so, this satsang is considered to be the only way, the only hope. And that which connects us to this satsanga is the rope of faith or Shraddha. So we are like drowning in the mud, or as they call it, the quicksand of material sense gratification. As Rupa Sanatan say, Mora karma mora hate galay bandhiya, ku vishaya vishthagarthe diyache philaya. We have fallen into a vishthagarthe, into a quicksand of endless hope in sense gratification. Not endless sense gratification, endless hope in sense gratification. That we have hope that sense gratification will bring some pleasure. And that quicksand is dragging us deeper and deeper and deeper, choking us, suffocating us. And if we have to get out of this quicksand, there is only one way. That someone who is standing on the shore throws a rope, and we get the opportunity to hold on to the rope, and that person pulls us out. And that is the satsanga. So satsanga is the only hope for a struggling, drowning person in quicksand. But that rope is most important, because the rope is the means by which the satsanga gets the power to pull the struggling soul out. And that rope is the rope of Shraddha, of faith. And so, what ninda or blasphemy does, the blasphemy or ninda is like a knife which cuts through that rope of Shraddha. And the satsang is there, the quicksand is there, the struggling soul who is drowning in the quicksand is there, the rope is in his hand, the rope is in the hand of satsang, the connection is gone. And therefore, that's extremely important to appreciate. One time, a few years ago, I was in the Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri. And then, you know, those who have attended Rath Yatra in Puri know that, you know, millions of people are there on the street to pull the rath. And if you have to try to pull that rath, you have to be willing to get a few kicks and lot of dust of lotus feet of lot of people, lot of devotees, lot of Vaishnavas from different parts of the world. They arrive, different parts of Orissa, and also get the hit by the boots, by the policemen. So it's, you know, a particular leela or a rasa which you have to experience. Right? And many times the rath doesn't reach on the same day, so the Rath Yatra continues the next day. And next day the crowd has decreased by a huge percentage. So then there are lesser number of devotees, lesser number of pilgrims. So it becomes very easy and more like ISKCON Rath Yatra. And you know, that is the day where you see maximum ISKCON devotees also. So during pulling of the cart on the Rath Yatra day, it's extremely difficult and challenging. So in that particular year, it was very crowded. You know, I was just trying to hold the rope of Balramji, and one devotee came to me and said, Prabhu, don't worry, I am with you. I will make sure you are protected. I said, are you sure you will be protected? And sure enough, by the time they bring in the rope, the chaos begins from the time the rope is first brought out into the crowds, and they unleash such a havoc. You know, nobody can control anything. And then few seconds the rath moves, and then it stops. Then it moves few seconds, then it stops. And it can be a really intense experience. So some of us were there together, and we were thinking, if only we get a chance to pull the rope for a longer time, it will be worth it. So towards the end of that day, suddenly at one point, we were pulling the rath, and the rope was there in our hand, and we were running and running and running for more than 1.5 minutes. And then we're wondering, wow, we finally did it. And we found out that the pandas had taken out the rope from the rath. And we were simply running with the rope. And we were in our own ecstasy, thinking that, oh, finally, we are pulling. The rope was there. Connection is gone. So therefore, I may be in the satsang, but am I connected to the satsang? Because if the rope is not there, a rope may be there, but it all depends on what is the state of the connection of that rope. And so here, that is very beautifully described, that mantra did this, that she took the knife of blasphemy, ninda, and cut through the faith which was there in Kaikeyi's heart. The faith and the love and the devotion which she had for Lord Ram was cut. And that resulted in so much of havoc for Ayodhya. And therefore, this is the first principle which Ramanujacharya is being taught, that Lord Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The presence of the Supreme Lord is experienced in the association of devotees. And in that association, we go through the process of purification. And we should really, really value that association and know that the only connection to that satsanga of devotees is through the rope of faith. And so, when mantra cuts through this faith, practically, Kaikeyi's faith is destroyed and finished. And so when one's faith is gone, then even if Lord Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead or not, it doesn't mean much. So this is the first point. Second, what is surrender? Is the second topic which Shaila Purna is teaching Ramanuja. Bhagavad bhaktitah sarvam iti utsrijya vidherapi kainkaryam krishna padaika ashrayatvam sharanagati. Sharanagati or surrender is described to have three characteristics. First characteristic is kainkaryam krishna padaika. The goal or destination is Krishna's lotus feet. The process is Bhagavad Bhaktita, through Bhagavad Bhakti. And iti utsrijya vidherapi, and anything which opposes this Bhagavad Bhakti should be given up at any cost. And therefore, these are the three aspects of Sharanagati as described. And so, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jivedaya Kori Swaparshada Sviya Dhamma Saha Avatari. Mahaprabhu arrived with all of his associates to demonstrate to the conditioned soul how Sharanagati must be performed. Atyanta Durlabha Prema Koribare Dana Shikhaya Sharanagati Bhakatera Prana. So he came to demonstrate two things, that prema is very rare. Pure love, unalloyed love is very rare. Koribare dana, but he came to give and donate freely this love which is rare. Shikhaya sharanagati bhakatera prana. And number two, he came to demonstrate the process of sharanagati, which is the heart and soul of devotional service. So here we find that what is surrender is seen when Lord Ram is ordered to go to the forest. What is Sita Devi's response? Sita Devi's response is not that Sita Devi says to Ram, okay, see you after 14 years. Just let me know what all I should pack for you, so that when you come back, you know, then we'll reunite. Sita Devi says, Yas tvaya sahasa swargo nirayo yas tvaya vina iti janan param pritim gacha rama mayasaha. She's saying to Lord Ram that wherever you are, that is because Lord Ram is trying to make Sita afraid. Because Sita has never gone to the forest. Sita has never seen a forest. She has no context of what is a forest. So Ram is speaking about all kinds of ferocious animals and various demons who will attack and this and that. It will be very difficult, very hellish. And Sita is saying, the most difficult situation for me is to live without you. If you are there, that is Swarga. If you are not there, that is Naraka. Iti janan param pritim. Knowing this, gacha Rama mayasaha. Please go to the forest with me, not alone. And then she says, do not consider that I will be coming with you to the forest as a burden. I will also be performing a very important service for you. Yadi tvam prasthito durgam vanam adhyaya raghava agrataste gamishyami mridanti kushakantakan. Yadi tvam prasthito. When you are walking in the forest, durgam vanam adhyaiva raghava. I understand that the path in the forest is very durgam, very difficult to walk on. There may be all kinds of pebbles, sharp particles, stones, various thorns, which may pierce your soft, butter-like, divine, transcendental, attractive lotus feet. And when you feel hurt, then it will be very difficult for me to tolerate. Therefore, I want to make this durgam vanam sugam for you. How? Agrataste gamishyami. I will walk ahead in front of you. As your servant, it is my duty to make the path easier for the master. And to make that path easier for the master, it becomes the duty of the servant to actually experience the thorns and the pricks and the various kinds of inconveniences and difficulties, so that I can go through the suffering, so that you can walk peacefully. Agrataste gamishyami mridanti kushakantakan. And as I walk, I will be crushing with my feet all those thorns, all those pebbles, all those stones, to make the path very smooth and soft for you to walk. This is the mood of Sita Devi. And so the acharyas explain that Sita Devi is indirectly also revealing that, my dear Lord, for your pastimes to unfold, for you to be able to fulfill the desires of the demigods, my going with you is very important. Why? Because only when I go ahead, I am with you, agrataste gamishyami mridanti kushakantakan. Your mission is to go to Lanka and kill the thorn-like Ravana. But as a servant, before you can go, it is my duty to go there and create the context and the scene so that you can come and destroy Ravana. This is what Sita Devi's mood is. Agrataste gamishyami. I will go ahead and I will suffer so that in response you can come and serve and kill and destroy Ravana. And so Lakshman at this point is also in a very angry mood. Lakshman was personification of total commitment to serve Lord Ram. And so many of the situations he would not agree and he would express very openly. And so Lord Ramachandra is telling Lakshman that Sita I have to take because she is my wife. But you are my brother and you have your wife. And you have your life. So why should you come with me? Doesn't make sense. Right? And so he wants to go alone. Only first he wanted to go alone. Then Sita is coming through. So Sita's visa has been issued. Now Lakshman is thinking, my dear Lord, when will you issue my visa? To go where? To go to the forest. And so Lakshman is not an ordinary person. Lakshman is not, you know, some domestic servant. He is a prince. He is a king. And so Ramayana demonstrates, one of the most difficult things is for a Kshatriya who has Ishwara Bhav to be engaged in service to somebody else. Because Kshatriya by nature has to control, has to rule, has to have a kingdom. And so here, Lakshman playing the role of what is the original situation of a soul is trying to serve Lord Ram. And so he says, Deeptam agnim aranyam va yadi ramam praveksyati praveshtam tatramam devi tvam purvam avadharya. So Lakshman immediately falls at the feet of Lord Ram. When Lord Ram says, you cannot come. You cannot perform this service. So, many times, there are services which we may like to do. And then there are other services we may not like. And sometimes it is inconvenient and difficult. But here, Lakshman is such a high caliber of servant that he is willing to go through all inconveniences in the forest. And so when Ram says, don't come with me, Lakshman is not thinking, oh, some respite for 14 years. I'll relax for some time, rejuvenate, and then I'm ready again when Ram comes. No, Lakshman is saying, Deeptam agnim aranyam va, my dear Lord, even if there is a huge forest fire, then my role is to first enter into that fire and then put out that fire and then you will enter. Deeptam agnim aranyam va yadi ramam praveksyati. And if I see you entering into that fire, it is my duty to enter into that fire before you. So he says, pravishtam tatramam. There I will enter. So I am not afraid of any kind of difficult situation in the forest, however fiery it may be. Pravishtam tatramam devi. And while Lakshman is saying this, he is holding on to Ram's feet and looking at Sita Devi. Why? Because Lakshman is revealing to us that if we want our application to be accepted by Lord, then we cannot approach the Lord directly. The application is being submitted at Ram's lotus feet. But sifarish is being sought. Special recommendation and special mercy of Sita Devi. So he's looking at Sita Devi while speaking this. And he's saying, Pravishtam tatramam devi tvam purvam avadharya. And therefore, when we approach the Lord, it is through the Lord's energies. So when Lord Narayan is standing in the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, they explain there is Sri Devi and Bhudevi. Because there is this devotee who comes and starts praying, my dear Lord, I took a vow last week, I couldn't follow. Forgive me. Please bless that this week I can follow. Please forgive all my other offenses. And Lord Vishnu is getting, totally impatient, thinking that how many times he's prayed? For how many years he's praying? Prayer has not changed. Neither consciousness has changed. Nor habits have changed. How long will this continue? Should I give up? So he thinks, okay, let me ask, Sri Devi. He turns to Sri Devi and says, this person keeps coming and praying like this all the time, looks like a useless fellow. Let's give up. Sri Devi says, my dear Lord, this fellow could have gone anywhere. But in the whole creation he has come and taken your shelter. You cannot reject him. Rejection, that word is not in your dictionary. Forget it. We have made a special dictionary for you taking out that word. So rejection word is not there. You have to accept him in spite of all his faults. So the Lord is not very happy because this was not the answer he was, hoping to hear. So he turns to Bhudevi and says, Bhudevi, what do you think about Sri Devi's answer? Do you agree? Bhudevi says, I disagree totally. Lord is very happy. I knew this will happen. So what is your reply? So Bhudevi says, I disagree because Sri Devi is calling this person filled with faults. But my opinion is, if someone is coming at your lotus feet and taking your shelter, just by the fact that he has come to your lotus feet, all his faults are already gone. That is the greatest quality. So I'm sure this is giving a lot of hope to each one of us. But that should increase our appreciation for the Lord's quality of compassion. We should not feel inspired to be like that person. And therefore, when we come in front of Radha Gopinathji, Gopinath may sometimes think, hey, this fellow sitting in the class sleeping so many years, same way, same angle he goes. And Radharani, she tells Gopinath, my dear Lord, he could have slept at home, he could have slept in a bar, he could have slept anywhere, at least he has come to Radha Gopinath Mandir. When His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj in 2004 or 2005 first raised the issue in Vrindavan forest, he was sitting and he told me, we should have probably air conditioning in the temple hall. And my first response was, Maharaj, devotees anyway come tired and it is very difficult to stay awake in class. If you provide AC, sone pe suhaga. What else remains? They may come with a pillow also. And Maharaj said, don't be so negative. You know, our devotees are struggling so much, working hard and going through so many difficulties, coming in the train and, you know, various vehicles and very difficulty getting parking space and going through influence of material energy all through the week, meeting so many materialists and dealing with so many materialists and going through so many challenges. When they come here to sit for Harikatha, they should have a 5-star experience. And I hope you are having. So that was the thought. So thanks to Maharaj's thought and vision that yes, if you come here, sit for Katha, all other inconveniences should not be there and one can absorb oneself totally in Harikatha. And so here, Pravishtam Tatramam Devi Tvam Purvam Avadharya. So Lakshman's pleading with Ram, but then application is going via Sita Devi. And so Mahaprabhu has given us this process. Kanchana sadrisha deha aruna vasan pulaka ashru kampas sveda tahate bhushan chaudiket sabaloka bole hari hari premaveshi madhye nritya kare gaur hari matta simha praya prabhu korila gaman premaveshi yaykuri nama sankirtan nodip yai shakti na koila prakase se shakti prakasi nistarila dakshina deshe. Hena prema Sri Chaitanya dilayatha tatha jagai madhai paryanta anyarika katha. So Mahaprabhu has given that process by which we can approach Krishna through the energy which is the Harinam Sankirtan, which begins by invoking the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used this Harinam Sankirtan even to deliver the lowest of all sinful personalities like Jagai and Madhai. So, as Lakshman, Sita and Ram are being left in the forest by Sumantra, who is the chariot driver. Sumantra asks each one of them, is there a message for Dasharath? And Lakshman says, yes, I have a very important message to deliver to Dasharath Maharaj. And he says, Aham Tavat Maharaje Pitrutve Nopalakshaye भ्राता भरताश्च बंधुश्च पिताश्च मम राघव. प्लीज गो एंड टेल दशरथ अहम तावत महाराजे पितृत्वम नो उपलक्षये. फ्रॉम दिस डे ऑनवर्ड्स आई डू नॉट लुक अपॉन हिम उपलक्षये एज पितृत्वम एज माय फादर. आई एम हियर बाय रिजेक्टिंग माय कनेक्शन विथ हिम. आई एम नो लॉन्गर हिज सन. ही इज नो लॉन्गर माय फादर. व्हाई? बिकॉज ही रिजेक्टेड लॉर्ड राम. ही कमिटेड एन ऑफेंस टुवर्ड्स लॉर्ड राम. He has broken the hearts of millions and millions of Vaishnavas in Ayodhya. He is a Vaishnava Paradhi. And therefore, I cut my relationship with him. Pitrutvam na upalakshaye. Bhrata bhartascha bandhuscha pitascha mama raghava. And then he may ask, then who is his father? So tell him, not just father, but my brother, my friend, my master, my life, my soul, everything is Raghava, Lord Ramachandra. No one else. And so, Lakshman, through this particular verse, is teaching three lessons. First, how each one of us, in the progress of bhakti, should be detached. Detached from any object and situation of this world if it is unfavorable for practicing Krishna consciousness. Second, the eternal seva which each one of us have is towards the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. That's the priority relationship for the soul. And thirdly, we must be very careful not to associate closely or not to have emotional sympathy for those who are proved to be incorrigible offenders. And therefore we have to be very, very careful. Aparadhi. And so in another place, Ramanujacharya gives 12 types of aparadh, 12 types of Vaishnava aparadh. And the first he says is Janma Nirupan, offending someone because of his birth, you know, high birth or low birth. Second is Sharira Nirupan. Sharira Nirupan is offending someone due to, you know, where the body may be from and any kind of, if he is not born in human life, to think that Hanumanji is in this species or to think Garuda is like this. So depending on, irrespective of any form which, you know, someone may have, pure devotional service is ahoituki apratihata. So we should not commit an offense on this basis. Third, he says, is bhava nirupan. To consider he is a small child, so he can be chastised, even if he is a devotee, because he is small. So Dhruva Maharaj was a small boy. Prahlad was a small boy, but we should be very careful. Fourth, he says, ashram nirupan, to consider someone in one ashram to be superior, another ashram to be inferior and criticize. Avyaya nirupan, to criticize somebody based on some deformities they may have in their body. Sixth is alasya nirupan, to judge a Vaishnava based on his habits and bodily activities, especially of eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Because we may think, hey, you know, what is going on? Why is he doing like this? Like many years ago in Yatra, in Vrindavan Yatra in Govardhan side, it was the first time we were organizing on Govardhan side our Yatra. And so on the day where all the devotees come together and cook in all kinds of stoves, right? Wooden stoves. And thousands of offerings are made. You know, some offerings, no one knows what was made. What came out. But then really, when it is offered, it looks really very attractive. And thousands of offerings were kept next to Giriraj. You know, and we were in that Modi ashram. And I was thinking, how all of this prasad will be finished. And I was already planning, maybe the pilgrims who are going on parikrama, we should stop them and put a stall here on the road to distribute, because so much will remain. Because it really looked huge. And along with that, we had also cooked prasadam. So all of that plus this, it will never get over. But when the prasadam distribution began, within 1.5 hours, I was shocked that practically everything wiped out. And there was one person who was helping us in the yatra, and he had come a little late. So I was just searching for one pot of Mahaprasad. And I was searching and searching and searching frantically. Whichever pot I saw, all empty. Full, proper empty. No hope. And then I was thinking, oh, how can I give them? And the well-wisher was with me. And I had already promised, I'm going to give you one pot of Mahaprasad. And he said, okay, okay. And I'm searching and searching. And he said, okay, Rene Dije Prabhuji. Nay, 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 I have to give you. So finally I saw one devotee eating very late. He was sitting. He had a plate. And 10 pots were surrounding him. And I should have directly asked. Instead, indirectly I said, ye sab kha lenge kya? He said, mera problem hai, aapka thodi hai. So I said, no, I just wanted one pot. I said, to aisa poochho na direct. Teri baat kyun karti ho? Lo. So I somehow got that one pot and gave it. And I was impressed by the satsang to consume prasad. So many times we may start thinking, oh, why is he eating so much or not eating so much, or, you know, why is he sleeping more or doing this or doing that? That's called alasya nirupan. Seventh is vasa nirupan, where we have special respect only for dhamvasis. And we feel others are all like ordinary. Dham means the real power is there. Eighth is bandhu nirupan, where we consider our family members who are Vaishnavas to be ordinary, because they are part of the family. You may be devotee, so what? First, you are part of the family. So that gives us right to chastise you. So that is called bandhu nirupan. Ninth is prakash nirupan, where we only respect the acharyas and neglect others. Tenth is prakara nirupan, where we only respect those who are intimately connected to the gurus and, you know, the great souls, and consider other to be normal and ordinary. 11th is called vartan nirupan, to consider that this occupation which this devotee is engaged in is higher, this occupation is lower, and to judge based on occupation. And 12th is called dosha nirupan, where we start finding fault with historical personalities of Vaishnavas. Like to think that, why Pandavas married one wife? Are, what is your problem? Do you have any shortage of problem in your life? You are having problem in your marriage? That's why you are thinking? So therefore, all these doshas which we ascribe to various personalities in the past and this and that, that's considered to be also dosha nirupan. And so here, Lakshman is cutting off his relationship with Dasharath Maharaj, demonstrating how things unfavorable should be given up. The soul's eternal relationship is with the Supreme Lord, and all of one's feelings of relationships and emotions can be fulfilled there. And most importantly, the principle of Vaishnav Aparad has to be very, very carefully observed in terms of avoiding the association of someone who is committing such an offense. And so we find that Raghunath Das Goswami in his pastimes had the capacity to perform great amount of tapasya. Bhakshana apeksha nahi samasta divas gaman, Kshudanahi Bade Chaitanya Charana Praptya Man, Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Charane Chintiya, patachari upapate yayena dhaiya. He was constantly thinking of Mahaprabhu and running towards Mahaprabhu to take shelter of Mahaprabhu in Puri. But as he was running, he was so absorbed that absorption in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made him forget eating, sleeping, everything. And Raghunath Das Goswami is famous for his austerity, and his austerity are considered to be like lines in a stone. But he did not get the power to perform this kind of austerity just like a yogic shakti by his own efforts. His experience of prema was a result of being profusely and kindly being blessed by the Vaishnava Sangha. And so Kaviraj Goswami says, Yah sarva laukai ka mano bhiruchya saubhagya bhuka chida krishta pachya yatraya maro panatulya kala sa prema sakhi phalavan atulya. Raghunath Das Goswami's heart was filled with so much humility and genuine desire to serve that would reflect on his face and his dealings and his reciprocations. And when the Vaishnavas in Puri saw that, their heart would melt and spontaneously their hearts would offer all kinds of blessings to him. And thanks to the constant shower of blessings, the incessant rainfall of the blessings of the Vaishnavas, Das Goswami's heart became a fertile soil, so fertile that it did not require any tilling. And so as soon as that seed of bhakti fell, it immediately converted into a huge, gigantic tree, and the pure fruit of love was instantly experienced. Saubhagya bhu means that land which is unlimitedly fertile. Kachit akrishta pachya, which did not require any tilling. Yatrayam aropana tulya kala. And therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami experienced such flavor because he was very, very careful how he would deal with the Vaishnavas. He was very careful to serve the Vaishnavas, please the Vaishnavas, and receive their blessings. And so Jiva Goswami says, ultimately, to progress in spiritual life and go back home, back to Godhead, we need primarily two things. We need to be attentive in our chanting, and we need to be attentive in our dealings. And so here, Lakshman's response is very significant. Now we come to Sumitra's response, and Lakshman goes to take blessings of Sumitra. And he asks his mother, please bless me so that I can go to the forest. And Sumitra says, Srishtatvam, Srishtastvam vanavasasya swano raktas suhrutajane rame pramadam makarshit putra bhratari gacchati. Sumitra very significantly responds to Lakshman's request. Please permit me, my dear mother, to go to the forest. I will come back after 14 years. Please give me your permission so that I can engage in Lord Ram's service. Sumitra says, Srishtastvam vanavasasya. My dear Lakshman, you were created for the forest, which means you were created to serve. So the first thing Sumitra is saying, reminding Lakshman of the purpose of our existence. The purpose of our existence is to serve. Rame pramadam makarshi putra bhratari gacchati. Once we become aware what is my purpose and we begin the service, Sumitra is telling Lakshman, be careful. Although you may be aware of your purpose, but we have one big trap. We have a proclivity. We have a tendency to be distracted. The purpose is to be absorbed. The tendency is to be distracted. And therefore, what is that distraction? Service needs selfless consciousness. Selfishness is the root cause for distraction. And therefore, what kind of selfishness? Lakshman can fall trap to Rame Pramadam Makarshi. Lord Ram's beauty is so enchanting, so bewitching, so attractive. Every limb of Lord Ram's transcendental form, his Lavanya, his Madhurya, his Rupa, his entire existence is simply beauty personified. And therefore, Lord Ram is so beautiful. When you look at him from a distance, Lord Ram looks attractive and beautiful and enchanting. And if you analyze each and every limb of Lord Ram, even each and every limb seen separately is also equally beautiful. So therefore, it is not possible for someone to have both simultaneously, always. So therefore, she says, when you are looking at Lord Ram's form, you may begin by serving the Lord, but then you may start thinking, oh, what a beauty. And you may start enjoying that beauty selfishly. Because the pleasure which comes by looking at Lord's beauty is so enchanting that you may forget a demon is attacking, a wild animal is around the corner, and you may become distracted from your service. Your main service is not to simply keep seeing and enjoying Ram's beauty. Your main service is to protect Lord Ram. Therefore, be aware of your purpose, but be warned of your proclivity. And so, do not get distracted. And then she says, Ramam Dasharatam Vidhi, Mam Vidhi Janakatmajam, Ayodhyam Atavim Vidhi, Gachatata Yatha Sukham. My dear son, I give you my complete blessings to go to the forest. And you go to the forest with full conviction that you are not missing anybody. Consider Ram to be like your father. Ramam Dasharatam Vidhi, Mam Vidhi Janakatmajam. And you look upon Sita as your mother. Ayodhyam Atamim Vidhi. And you consider that forest to be Ayodhya. Gachatata Yatha Sukham. So you go with full joy, full satisfaction, not thinking that you are missing anything anywhere, because whatever are the needs of the soul are fully satisfied in the service of Sita and Ram. That's the ultimate source of all joy, all bliss, all satisfaction. Just please them, serve them, and make them happy. And in this way, Lakshman demonstrates the five aspects of service attitude, which is affection, submissiveness, enthusiasm, hard work, and the ability to overlook misunderstanding, the ability not to respond to say various kinds of misunderstandings. And so it is described about Lakshman, Bhavagyena, Kritagyena, Dharmagyena, Cha Lakshmana. So Lakshman had conscience, character and competence all together. And in this way, the second aspect which Sripad Ramanujacharya is learning from Shailapurna is, what is surrender? And these are brilliant examples of surrender. When they hear about Lord Rama's going to the forest, how do they respond in surrender? So the first point was Lord Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The second point being described is, what is surrender? Third point is, the fruit of surrender is service. The fruit of surrender is service. And there is the example given of Bharat Maharaj. So Bharat Maharaj, he really had no role to play in this entire intrigue. But the whole of Ayodhya felt that Bharat Maharaj has been involved in this conspiracy. So Bharat Maharaj was subjected to trouble, misunderstanding, accusation, But still his enthusiasm to serve the Lord did not diminish, because that enthusiasm was beyond popularity and condemnation. So when we are subjected to this kind of injustice, or we feel or perceive injustice, or we feel we are misunderstood, our intentions and actions have been misunderstood, we have a tendency to withdraw from the service. But Bharat Maharaj showed the exact way in which one must reciprocate. Vasishtha was trying and testing Bharat to see whether Bharat was part of the conspiracy or not. So when he sent the messengers to Kaikeya kingdom, he said to them, don't tell that Dasharath is, you know, dead. You just tell him that, you know, the Raj Lakshmi is waiting for you. Just tell him this much. Raj Lakshmi is waiting, and see the symptoms on his face. Catch the symptoms, whether he is showing some joy or not. Then after coming back, again Vasishtha tested him by not allowing initially Bharat Maharaj to perform the last rites. And then Vasishtha takes his test further, and then he comes to Bharat Maharaj and says, so it is now time to perform your duty, Maharaj Bharat. And as soon as he says Maharaj Bharat, Vasishtha is again testing to see if that is what Bharat Maharaj is wanting. He'll immediately say, oh, thank you. That's what I wanted to hear for a long time. Bharat Maharaj looks at Vasishtha, and with great anger in his tone and pain in his voice, he says, you are a thief, Vasishtha Rishi. And Vasishtha for the first time is taken aback. But hey, the test has gone beyond control. What is this going on? He's calling me a thief? Nobody ever did that. Even in my fight with Vishwamitra, this never happened. Vishwamitra fought but never insulted me like this, calling me thief. I said, Bharat, what is this? How you can call me a thief? Yes, you are a thief. You are the most powerful thief. And I will call you only a thief. So Vasishtha just couldn't handle it. No, please explain why you are accusing me of being a thief. And Bharat Maharaj said, thief is someone who steals others' property without their permission. The only property I have is my opportunity to serve the lotus feet of Lord Ram for eternity. And as the king of Ayodhya, I would have served him forever. But now calling me the king of Ayodhya, you are stealing away my property, my sampatti of my seva to Lord Ram. Therefore, Vasishtha, by calling me Maharaj, you have become a thief. Vasishtha, oh wow, impressive. Test pass kiya. So he understood that Bharat Maharaj is genuine in his desire. And therefore, at this point, what is Bharat Maharaj's response to this accusation? Not withdrawal. Bharat Maharaj gathers all the devotees in Ayodhya. And Bharat Maharaj did not make a list of those who had faith in him or did not have faith. He did not call, hey, who amongst you think that I was part of conspiracy? And even if he asked, who would tell him on his face? So he just took all the Ayodhya Vasis, took his army, and in a satsang he went. Because he knows that only when we come and offer our prayer in a satsang, the Supreme Sarkar takes it seriously. Because if one man comes and stands in front of a powerful, you know, corporate or government, says, "Hamari mange, puri karo." Ha, jao jao, karo karo. Right? If one person stands and raises a flag in front of a company which has like 1 lakh employees and they are worth billions of dollars and says, hi, 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 hi. Bole, pani pile thoda. But if thousands of people come out in the streets, carry placards and do slogan shouting, mange, puri karo, puri karo, even the biggest government has to take notice. And they will immediately send a representative and say, hey, what is your problem? Let us have a peaceful dialogue. Why? That is the power of Sankirtan. Therefore, we may make our individual prayer to the Lord every day, which is good. But let us not be so focused only on that, thinking that that is the only thing for which I have taken vow. I will chant 16 rounds. So beyond that, other things, okay. But the Sankirtan, where we come together in the association of devotees, and in that association, when the petition is being made to the Lord, it is not an individual petition, it is not a single person's petition, it is a group petition, irrespective of qualification, disqualification, and the biggest advantage is, even if we are highly unqualified, in that petition, the Lord considers the most qualified person's petition, and so, our petition also passes. So therefore, even when the demigods, they went to call upon Lord Krishna to appear, Brahma did not go alone. Brahma went along with Jagama Satri Nayana Stiram Kshira Payonidhi, along with all the demigods. So therefore, Bharat Maharaj goes with all the devotees and offers prayers to Lord Ram. And when Bharat is arriving, Lakshman is standing on top of the tree and says to Ram, my dear Lord, Bharat is coming to kill us. Lord Ram said, did he say that? But he's coming with an army and there is a flag on top. I'm sure this is why he's coming. Ram said, first bring your anger down and then you also come down. And then when Bharat Maharaj comes, he comes and offers obeisances to Lord Ram and they embrace each other. At that time, while embracing Bharat, Lord Ram, while looking at Lakshman, says, this is my real brother. And Lakshman feels such a pinch in his heart. That, oh, the Lord is giving me an indirect chastisement. And because of Lakshman's offense towards Bharat, later he had to go through the pain of being accused by Sita. And because Sita accused Lakshman, she had to go through the pain of Agni Pariksha. And therefore, it is a chain reaction which happens. And we have to be extremely careful. So finally, both of them have an intense dialogue. And as in the conclusion of that dialogue, Lord Ram actually requests Lakshman to take charge of the kingdom. Asks Bharat to take charge of the kingdom and Bharat refuses. And Bharat says, I cannot. And there is a long dialogue which ensues, and the conclusion, Bharat Maharaj requests Lord, please give me your paduka. And now this is a very important point, that why Bharat Maharaj requested for Lord Ram's paduka. Because Lord Ram stands on the paduka, and so when Lord Ram is actually in touch with the paduka, Lord Ram's mercy is constantly flowing into the paduka. So it is very important to appreciate that Lord Ram holds the entire creation, but the paduka holds Lord Ram. And therefore, he felt, I must ask for the paduka. If at least Ram is not coming, let paduka come. Now the question is, the paduka was observing the conversation and the arguments of Bharat Maharaj and Ram. And the paduka is thinking, are Bharat's heart is overflowing with love and affection, and Lord Ram is simply speaking dialogue after dialogue on duty, duty, duty. Are he is not seeing the beauty of Bharat Maharaj's love. Why his heart is not getting captivated? And by seeing the love and affection and the genuineness of the feelings of Bharat Maharaj, and seeing how Lord Ram is apparently behaving in a very hard-hearted manner, Paduka felt, better I serve Bharat than Ram. I didn't expect this from Ram. to be so kattar. Here is Bharat who's begging again and again. You know, his heart is so sincere. So at that point, the Paduka was overwhelmed by the petition of Bharat, although Ram was not. And therefore, many times devotees are more compassionate than the Lord in many situations. Then, when Bharat Maharaj took that Paduka with him, every day in the morning when he would go to take a bath, he would also offer Abhishek to that Paduka. And so the dust of the feet of Lord Ram from that Paduka would mix with the Sarayu. And then the Sarayu river water would go and mix with the ocean. And because Lord Ram's dust had mixed with the ocean, so Lord Ram considered that ocean has also taken my shelter. And therefore, when the ocean was not coming in front of Lord Ram for a long time, Lord Ram became very angry. The ocean came out, but Lord did not attack and destroy and kill, because he just thought, well, by Bharat's mercy, Bharat has somehow preached to the ocean and made him connected to me. Therefore, I cannot attack. And most importantly, a very interesting thing is Bharat Maharaj would go early in the morning to take a bath, because all the Ayodhya residents, many of them felt that Bharat is responsible for this Vanavas, and they misunderstood Bharat and they would keep chastising him. Sometimes they would pick up stones and throw at him. But Bharat Maharaj continued the task of administration of Ayodhya with great diligence. And an interesting factor is, when Lord Ramchandra returned back after 14 years, Ram Bharat Milap is filled with emotions. But one practical little detail, which usually doesn't get mentioned, is that the net wealth of Ayodhya in the treasury, GDP of Ayodhya, increased by 9 times. In that 14 years when Bharat was performing the administration via Lord Ram's lotus feet through the Paduka. And the Acharyas give reason why. Bharat Maharaj had a style. Anyone would come and deposit income, Bharat would personally collect it or make sure it is collected. Anyone would come with a petition for expenditure, he would refer to the Paduka. So income increased, expense went down. Because Paduka is not giving any reply. So interesting point for CAs and accountants. So therefore, here we find that Bharat, he actually wanted to serve Lord Ram directly, but he got to serve Lord Ram's Paduka, but he continued serving the Lord. And therefore the fruit of surrender is service. So this is the third point, which is represented by Shailapurna, Sri Shailapurna to Ramanujacharya. So first is, Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Second is, what is surrender? Third is, the fruit of surrender is service. Now the fourth is, how does surrender take place? Surrender takes place through devotees. This is the fourth point. Surrender takes place through the devotees. And we find that Ram goes to Chitrakoot. From Chitrakoot he comes to Panchavati. And in Panchavati, Lord Ram, Sita, they are made a beautiful Parnakutir by Lakshman. And Lakshman is serving them so diligently, so wonderfully. And it is at that point where Surpanaka develops a desire to marry Lord Ram and enjoy with Lord Ram. And so this is the unique feature about Ravana's family. Ravana was lusty behind Sita, and Surpanaka was lusty behind Ram. So this family was a representation of lust. Brother was behind Sita, sister was behind Ram. So one devotee told Prabhupada that some scientists have created a dog with two heads. Prabhupada said, so what? Ravana had 10 heads. And he was like a big dog. Because he was still trying to enjoy others' property. And therefore Surpanaka tried this. And Surpanaka's nose was cut by Lakshman. So Lakshman performed the surgery on Surpanaka. And threw that nose across Godavari and it fell on the other side of Godavari. And where Surpanaka's Nasika fell, that place became Nasik. And so, as soon as Surpanaka's nose was cut, she went running to Ravana. Before running to Ravana, she first went to her brothers, Karan Dushan. And Karan Dushan came attacking with 14,000 warriors at a place called Janasthan. And just some time before, when Sita and Ram and Lakshman were in the forest, one day, out of the blue, Sita suddenly made one comment to Ram. I see that you are traveling with this bow and arrow all the time. I never see you using this bow and arrow. Will you ever use it also? Or are you just like a decoration or something? So it was just a comment made. So when we have close relationship with someone for a long time, comments flow back and forth. So, Lord Ram did not believe in instant karma. You know, he could have made her shut up on the spot also. Right? So, of course, Sita had seen Lord Ram break that bow. But that's the nature of life. That whatever big thing you may have seen, but after some time you forget and just something or the other comes up. So, Ram, at this point, when he saw all these 14,000 Rakshasas coming, at Janasthan, Lakshman came up and said, my dear Lord, these big demons are coming. You and Sita Devi go into the cave. I'll fight against them. Ram said, no Lakshman, I will fight. Lakshman said, my dear Lord, these are ordinary demons. I have more than capacity to take care. You go inside. Ram said, no Lakshman, you take Sita inside, I will fight. Lakshman said, my dear Lord, why you are arguing with me so much? Please allow me to perform this service. I'll take care of them. You just relax. Ram said, my dear Lakshman, it is my family matter. I cannot tell you details. You go in. So Lakshman went inside with Sita. And in 1 hour, Lord Ram stood there and shot arrows at the speed of wind. And in that 1 hour, he killed all of those 14,000 soldiers without a single bead of perspiration on his forehead. That was the power of Lord Ram. And when this happened, Sita came running out of the cave with garlands in her hand and said, my dear Lord, I never knew you are so brave, you are so powerful. It was so impressive to see you like this. And I am feeling so happy that today my father was not there to see you in action like this. Because if my father had seen your parakram like this, he may have married my other sisters also to you. So in this way, as Sita, Ram and Lakshman were in that situation, that is the time when, you know, there was an attack. And this attack was by Ravana and he kidnaps Sita Devi. So, to explain how surrender takes place through the devotee, we go into the Kishkindha Kand and we find Ram and Lakshman are standing in front of Hanumanji. Hanumanji sees in Kishkindha, Ram and Lakshman are wandering, searching for Sita and they come there. And when they come there, it is Lakshman who speaks first. Ram is silent. So the first conversation happened between Lakshman and Hanuman. And at that time, Lakshman says, Lokanatha purabhutva sugrivam nathamichhati pitayasya purayasya sharanyam dharma vatsala. सर्वलोकस्य धर्मात्मा शरण्यं शरणं पुरा गुरोर्मे राघवो सोयम् सुग्रीवं शरणं गत. लक्ष्मण सेज हियर इज द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड धर्म पर्सोनिफाइड. सर्वलोकस्य धर्मात्मा, ही इज द कंट्रोलर ऑफ द एंटायर वर्ल्ड, ही इज द पर्सोनिफिकेशन ऑफ रिलीजन. एंड शरण्य शरणम पुरा, फ्रॉम टाइम इमेमोरियल अनलिमिटेड सोल्स हैव टेकन शेल्टर ऑफ राम. बट दिस राम हु इज द गिवर ऑफ शेल्टर ऑफ द एंटायर यूनिवर्स इज वॉन्टिंग टू टेक शेल्टर ऑफ सुग्रीव. दिस साउंड्स कॉन्ट्रडिक्टरी. Why should the supreme giver of shelter want to take shelter of Sugriva? What makes Sugriva unique and special? And so, Sugriva means one who has a handsome throat. Griva is throat. And from throat originates sound. And sound has four features: para, pashyanti, madhyama and vaikari. That first sound originates in the nadi. From the nadi it comes to the nabhi. From the nabhi it comes to the hridayasthal. From that it comes to the jihuva. And then only at vaikari stage we can actually hear the sound. But the conception of the sound starts inside. Then it travels like that. So therefore Sugriva's four primary ministers represent these four aspects of sound. And the most crucial amongst them is Hanumanji. And therefore, Shabda is the vehicle for Artha. And here we find that this Vanara basically means those who appear to be either human beings or not human beings. When you see monkeys, you get confused. Are they humans or not? They act like humans. So Vanara means those who look like humans but are not like that. And therefore, Chakravarti Pad says, Sakshat Dharitvena Samasta Shastri. Divine personality look human. But because they are divine, they are not to be considered ordinary humans. So, Vanara means monkey, one meaning. Second meaning means divine souls who are empowered to transmit the message of the Lord, the Shabda of the Lord, which carries the Artha of the Lord. The intention in the Lord's heart is transmitted to the ears of the conditioned soul through a Vaya media. And they are the Vanaras or the Vaishnavas. And therefore the Vanara Sena represent the Vaishnava Satsanga. And so here when it is described that Lokanath Pura Bhutva Sugrivam Natham Ichchati, the Lord Ram wants Sugriva as his Natha. Sugrivam Sharadam Gata, he is taking shelter of Sugriva. The Lord is the supreme controller of the entire creation. He is the supreme controller in the spiritual world and of the material world. But the Lord needs help and is totally, utterly dependent on the souls, on the Vaishnava army for one thing, to help convince the conditioned soul who has given up his shelter and acting independently, filled with enjoyment propensity, to change that enjoyment propensity and want to come and take shelter of the Lord. Therefore, to create the desire within the soul to attain the Lord for that particular service, Lord becomes totally dependent on the Vaishnavas who are the carriers of the message of the Lord of transcendental sound. And therefore, we find that Sita represents Lakshmi, goddess of fortune. Sita also, as Vedanta Desika, the great Acharya, has written a verse where he has described that she also represents the Jiva. As long as serving the Lord Ram's lotus feet, no problem. The moment the soul becomes distracted from the absorbed service of the Lord, immediately the mind in the form of Ravana with the five Karmendriyas, with the five Jnanendriyas come and kidnap that soul and place it within the body of Lanka in the midst of the Bhavsagar. And then the Lord is confused why the Jiva has gone away. The biggest confusion and the doubt in the Lord's mind is the soul eager to come back to me or not? Has that soul found some other alternative relationship? And being engaged in that alternative relationship of various kinds of other sense objects, is the Jiva interested in regaining and remembering relationship with me or not? Till that doubt is clear in the Lord's mind, He does not send the complete mercy of the Vaishnava army. And therefore that communication is actually executed through the agency of Guru, which is represented by Hanumanji, Bajrangabali. And therefore, that is part of Sundar Kand, like that. And so here, Bhagavatam describes, Marganti yatte mukhapadma nidair, chanda suparne rishyo vivikteir, yasyaka varshoda saridvaraya, padam padam tirtha padah prapanna. All of us are trying to go towards the Supreme Lord with the wings of Harikatha. And the nest is the Lord's abode and the Lord's beautiful divine form. Krishna tattva, bhakti tattva, prema tattva sar, bhava tattva, rasa tattva, lila tattva are. And therefore all of this information given in these books and literatures are very, very crucial. And the Vaishnavas are those personalities who are so intimately connected to the Lord. And when they become the order carriers and messengers, then through the devotees, the Lord, the conditioned soul gets the message and then decides to respond appropriately. Therefore, it is described that when Sugriva welcomes Lord Ram, he makes a mistake. And what is that mistake? He offers respect only to Ram and offers him a seat. But he does not offer a seat to Lakshman. And because he does not consider respecting Lakshman, so when there is a fight with Vali, initially Sugriva goes and challenges Vali on Lord Ram's request, and they have a huge fight, and Vali is about to smash Sugriva completely to pulp, and Sugriva is thinking, why Lord Ram is not reciprocating? And he jumps out and comes back to Ram and demands from him, and Ram says, both of you look so similar, and therefore I did not know whom to shoot arrow on, and if I had shot arrow, maybe it would have hit you and you would have got killed. So what do you think? And Sugriva said, yeah, that's fine. And so it is described that two souls look similar. Lord Ram is trying to say that just because you are Sugriva doesn't mean you are something special. You may have been the king of the monkeys. You may have been the king of Vanara Sena. But all your material qualifications do not impress me. All kinds of material qualifications which may impress people of this world, and it may create some kind of distinction and make a conditioned soul stand out with respect to others, those material qualifications and achievements and accomplishments does not make me take notice of one over the other, because from my perspective, all kinds of material accomplishments and achievements are all same. Everyone looks same to me, Janma Aishwarya Shruta Shri. But when do I take notice? When I see that one of them has a garland around. And immediately Ram looks at Sugriva and says, Gaja Pushpim Imam Phullam Utpatya Shubhalakshanam Kuru Lakshmana Kanthasya Sugrivasya Mahatmanaha. There was one creeper which had yellow flowers, Gajapushpim Imam Phullam, which was luxuriantly growing. It was a nice creeper of flowers, attractive looking yellow flowers. Utpatya Shubha Lakshanam. Lord Ram looks at Lakshman and says, my dear Lakshman, pick up this creeper. So Lakshman picks that creeper up, which has all kinds of yellow flowers, beautiful, attractive. And Lakshman says, Lord Ram tells Lakshman, Kuru Lakshmana Kanthasya Sugrivasya Mahatmana. Place this garland of creeper of yellow flowers around Sugriva's neck. And immediately Lakshman offers that garland around Sugriva's neck. And now there is a difference between Sugriva and Vali. Why? Because Sugriva has been blessed by the spiritual master. He has been initiated. He has received the blessings of the devotee. He has been blessed by Lakshman. And because he has now received spiritual qualifications, Lord Ram agrees to distinguish between Vali and Sugriva. And therefore, we can never hope to impress the Lord simply by material qualifications. We can only enchant and attract the Lord's attention when we develop spiritual qualifications. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Many years ago we were distributing books in the December marathon, and somebody was showing this book to a group in the local train, and one guy got up and started shouting, you are just going on distributing books, books, books for so many years. You know, how many powerful spiritual leaders you have given birth to? And he actually took the name of one spiritual famous personality and said, how many personalities you have, such spiritual personalities you have given birth to? And this brahmachari said, we are brahmacharis, we don't give birth to anyone. But we are here to give you the message of the Lord. Otherwise you may be a millionaire, he may be a billionaire, he may be a trillionaire. One may be having this qualification, this qualification, but till you take the message of the Lord and accept it, that is the beginning when the Lord starts becoming impressed. So those souls who actually get the kanthasya, the actual symbols that yes, we are trying to follow the Lord, should know that they are coming under the radar of the Lord's glance. The Lord will make a distinction, and Lord will start prioritizing the flow of His mercy towards such souls. So that's very crucial. And therefore Srila Prabhupada requested everybody, try and preach and share Krishna consciousness with others, because the Lord, who is the supreme giver of shelter for everyone in the creation, takes shelter of the Vaishnavas when He wants to give the message to the distracted conditioned souls. And therefore anyone who does that, the Lord becomes very impressed. There was a group of doctors from Burma. They were having a conference in New York City. So one of the doctors met a book distributor on the street. And this book distributor was showing him Gita. And this doctor was saying, well, Burma is a Buddhist country. And, you know, of course, I don't know which religion and all, but looks like if there is something connected to Buddhism also here, you know, what is this? How is this in vis-a-vis Buddhism? How is this book relate to with respect to Buddhism? So the devotee immediately took out that photo where Dashavatar is there, and he showed Buddha. Said, here is Buddha also. He's one of the avatars, and Krishna is, you know, the cause of all causes and this and that. So then, you know, it was too much in a hurry, so this person thought, okay, some Buddha is there, let me take it. So he took the book and he went to his room and started reading, but he couldn't connect with it. So they took this book back, you know, and gave it to one of their friends who was a very staunch Hindu. And they said, hey, we went for this conference and in New York we met somebody gave this Bhagavad Gita, it's going above the head. Maybe it will help you. You are a Hindu, you are a staunch, you like philosophy. So this person started reading, and he was a follower of some other, you know, stream of Hinduism, and he found there is too much bhakti in this. So he kept it in his own cupboard, in his house, and he didn't look at it. So this doctor had a son, and the son was very eager to learn English. So he was searching for some books of English and found this Bhagavad Gita in English in his father's cabin. He took it out and started reading it to learn English word by word. By the time he came to the sixth chapter, he became a full-fledged devotee. And he is now, you know, one of the leaders of the Yatra in Burma, Srivas Pandit Prabhu. So it began with one book landing in somebody's hands, and then the message goes around. But whoever is ready for the message, they'll take it. So therefore, this was the agreement which was made between Sugriva and Lord Ramachandra. So Prabhupada was on a morning walk, and Prabhupada just asked a question. Why is Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And one devotee said, Prabhupada, because Gita says. Prabhupada said, Gita is only book. Another devotee said, Prabhupada, because you say so. Prabhupada said, I am an old man. I keep saying so many things. Then Prabhupada, tell us why. And Prabhupada said, because when you chant Hare Krishna, you experience transformation. And when you experience transformation, you know that this process works. And therefore, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. So, he said, oh, wow. Pratyaksha avagamam dharmyam. So then, few years passed. Prabhupada was in another city in America, and Prabhupada was on a morning walk. Again, Prabhupada asked the same question. Why is Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And in that group, there was one devotee who was in the previous walk. He thought, I know the answer. And he thought, let me impress. And immediately says, Prabhupada, because when you chant Hare Krishna, you experience the change and you know Krishna is there. Prabhupada said, no, because Gita says so. So therefore, I was sharing yesterday in the Prerna festival, in the last 50 years, ISKCON has created such a significant contribution to the whole world by distributing more than 50 crore Bhagavad Gitas and other spiritual literatures. And we should know why that is so significant, because Ram becomes so dependent on Sugriva and the Vanaras to help him. And now it so happens that there is another problem with Vanara Sena, or being a Vanara, that one's absorption in the service not always remains. So then Sugriva, he agreed, I will be with you. And then he went to enjoy with his family for 4 months of Chaturmas and forgot. Became totally absorbed. And Ram is experiencing agony in separation from Sita, and he's asking Lakshman, looks like Sugriva has forgotten his vow, forgotten his friendship. It is time for us to remind him. And it looks like if Sugriva has forgotten his friendship, you Lakshman should go and chastise him in great anger and remind him of the promise which he had made. And for Lakshman, who was usually the person angry, this was like a feast being distributed. And he was looking at Lord Ram, wondering that Lord Ram is giving me an order to go and chastise Sugriva. So Lakshman looks at Ram and says, my dear Lord, why chastise? Let me go and kill him only. Because Lord Ram said very beautifully, Nacha sankuchita pantha yena vali hato gata samaye tishta sugriva ma vali hataman vagaha. He said, go and tell him that the road from which Vali was sent, that road is still open. We can still send you there. So of course, Sugriva rectifies himself on hearing Lakshman, comes and offers obeisances, and Lord Ram forgives him. And how he forgives him is by giving him service. So Sugriva made a mistake, but that mistake was not dealt with by depriving him of service, but he was given the service after a certain rectification. And therefore, how to deal with mistakes? So there are two sampradayas. Because we may make mistakes. There is a Ravana sampradaya, or Appa sampradaya, or there is the Bharat sampradaya of dealing with mistake. And one is, when Ravana, he makes a mistake, that sampradaya rejoice and rationalize, and so ultimately perish. And rationalization is use of intelligence in service of the false ego. And then, the Bharat sampradaya is you regret and you rectify. And when you regret and rectify, you actually flourish. So the choice is ours, that after having made a mistake, we could either perish or flourish, depending on how we make the transformation. And so, having described that the surrender takes place through the devotee, the fifth and the last point which Srila Shaila Purna is teaching Sri Ramanujacharya is, what are the five most important principles of surrender? And the five most important principles of surrender, he calls it as the Artha Panchakam. And the first and foremost principle of that is, Lord Ram is the ultimate shelter giver and protector. Second, Jiva must align his attitudes and thought processes with the tolerance of Bharat, the service attitude of Lakshman, and the humility of Shatrughna. So these together, Lord Ram being the supreme protector, and the Jiva should try to serve Lord Ram under his protection, is together the Sambandh Gyan, the first two points. Third point, which he describes, is the Abhideya, that the process of surrender happens through bhakti. And the fourth point, that the fruit of surrender is that one gets more and more service. And the fifth are the obstacles which come on the path of surrender. So the prayojan, or the fruit of surrender, is seva. And ultimately, the obstacles which come in service. So he explains all this in great detail as part of the five most important principles of surrender. And then he describes akinchanatvam, ananigatitvam, saralta and shakti. And as part of this, he gives the beautiful example of Vibhishan, that Vibhishan leaves Lanka and comes in front of Lord Ram. And he says, sarvaloka sharanyaya raghavaya mahatmane nivedayat mam kshipram Vibhishanam upasthitam. My dear Lord, you give shelter to the whole world. You are Mahatma. I have got a request at your lotus feet, which is nivedayat mam kshipram Vibhishanam upasthitam. I am standing at your feet. Kshipram, please give me surrender. Please reciprocate with my plea of surrender fast, because that desire may change. At this moment, I have a desire. But Kshipram, if you do not reciprocate fast, it may go. And therefore, that is part of the obstacle part. Like Ravana had this lust, which was an obstacle in surrender. And so, Lord Ram asks all the monkeys, and especially Sugriva is denying, do not allow him, do not allow him, do not accept him. And Lord Ram says, Pisha chandana van yakshan prativyan chaiva rakshasan angulya grenatan hanyan ichan hariganeshwara sakradeva prapannoyam tava asmi itiyache abhayam sarvadatasmai dadamyetat bratam mama. Anayenam Hari Sreshta दत्तम अस्याभयम् मया विभीषणो वा सुग्रीवो यदि वा रावण स्वयं. माय डियर सुग्रीव, इफ समवन कम्स टू मी एंड सेज आई एम यूअर्स, आई ऑफर देम फियरलेसनेस फॉर इटर्निटी एंड गो आउट एंड सी दैट अपार्ट फ्रॉम विभीषण इवन इफ रावण इज स्टैंडिंग देयर आई एम विलिंग टू गिव हिम शेल्टर. दैट इज माय वाव. And in this way, we find that Lord Ramachandra reciprocates with surrender because he sees these five principles. Akinchanatvam, I have nothing. Ananyagatitvam, I have no one to take shelter of. Shakti, I am supremely powerful, I can give shelter to anybody. Saralta, I am so simple. I do not see any qualification or pre-qualification. I do not even consider the person's previous intentions and actions. Just I see he has a willingness, I accept. Saralta. And therefore, the fifth part is obstacles in surrender, which need to be dealt with consciously. And that is represented by all the residents of Lanka, headed by Ravana, Kumbhakarna and company. These are all the obstacles in the surrender which come in our life. So in this way, Sripad Ramanuchar hears these five principles. Lord Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is surrender? The fruit of surrender is service. Surrender takes place through devotees. And what are the five important principles of surrender, and thus he feels totally obliged to the lotus feet of Srila Shailapurna for revealing such inner secrets and mysteries of the great epic Ramayana. On the occasion of Ram Navami, we bow our heads and fold our hands in submission at the lotus feet of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada and His representatives. And we pray that we also develop sincere desire to serve the association of devotees and get the strength to overcome all the obstacles which may come in our efforts to serve and surrender at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ji and their representatives. The Lord is especially merciful on such days of appearance days. And therefore, if we pray with real, genuine sincerity, the Lord will definitely reciprocate with us. And by the grace of the army of the Vaishnavas, He will make sure that the unlimited material desires in our hearts like Ravana are destroyed. And with this humble, sincere prayer, let us spend our day of Ram Navami praying at the lotus feet of Sita, Ram, Lakshman and Hanumanji. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. There is some announcement from base classes. There are different bhakti